fashionista is the one and only Joan Lincoln. We're talking VMAs.
Did you watch them?
Did I watch them?
How about you,
maybe
Christy?
Christy's been too busy. She can't watch that stuff anymore.
I don't watch them either, by the way.
But you watch the highlights, I'm sure.
I have to.
You got to, yeah.
I mean, it's so much fun to see, like we were just talking about Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Just to see what the designers do with the superstars. I don't even know anybody's name anymore other than, you know, okay. I knew Madonna, right. Of course. And she set the mood for the whole, whole event, you know? Her grand exit instead of her grand entrance.
Yes.
But I noticed that there was so many illusion pieces going on, illusion cutouts, you know. But it was, in my opinion, it was more of a lingerie display than anything else. But there were plumes and there. Again, I'm not going to name names because I don't know anybody anymore because I'm that far removed from the music scene. But there was even somebody who showed up with a mask on with the eyeballs cut out and the mouth cut out. You know, I was thinking, okay, so what's that all about? Kudos to our U.S. Olympian who arrived on the red carpet with a marching band doing a little routine, floor routine for us in case you missed the Olympics.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I
always love Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
No meat this year. That was good.
No meat dress. Yeah.
But she had 9 costume changes. I mean, how cool is that?
I know.
It's like her own fashion show within a show.
I know, right?
Yeah.
She takes over. And I love her. At first, I didn't like her. Because I thought she was just copying Madonna from 30 years ago.
But not at all.
No, she's really blooming. I love her.
I love following her. But there were a lot of perfectly placed metal and leather straps.
Yes.
Perfectly placed. I don't know how they stayed on
either.
I mean, I've done a lot of shows and I've used a lot of two-sided tape, but I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
It's amazing what they can do nowadays.
Yeah. And then, of course, the red carpet is always entertainment for a political statement.
Yes.
Did you see the two pieces that were on the red carpet?
No.
Again, no names.
Okay.
But there was a bulletproof vest that was worn exclusively.
Wow.
That had a very strong message on the front.
Okay.
And you can Google that and find out.
All right.
Then there was a politician who showed up with a much stronger statement on her cascading train on the backside of her gown.
Okay.
So, you know, the VMAs have turned into a little bit more than just all about music.
Oh, it's never about the music in the videos.
I don't think it ever has.
But that's what the awards are for, by the way.
Yeah,
well,
nobody cares. Well. You know, does anybody remember who won what?
Nope.
This is what you remember of the red carpet.
Back in 1984.
Yeah, back then, but now it's just
like a virgin.
Super Bowl of fashion.
Farm 101.5.